Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. Joining us, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette, Jeff Wilkin. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning to you, Dave.
Well, the mayor of Cohoes. We're talking about Sean Morse. It looks like, officially now, he could be out.
Yes, Sean Morse is in the news at the Gazette today and in probably other media outlets, too. Mayor of Cohoes is admitted in federal court on Tuesday that he committed election finance fraud. Morse is 52 years old, faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 for a single count of wire fraud.
Bill Keeler, of course, won the primary for the mayorship, but we have an interim mayor, too.
Yes, we do. Well, I think a lot of people are interested to see how this is all going to play out in Cohoes. It's a big story in a kind of a small city.
From there, let's talk about plastic straws.
Yes, plastic straws is a piece of news in Schenectady County, where Schenectady's proposed ban on plastic straws and drink stirrers is dead. It has failed to make it out of committee. And opposing lawmakers are saying that enforcement concerns and the need for broader legislation by the county or state legislature are the key reasons why. Now, this is a big deal, I think, in a lot of communities. It's the same issue almost, Dave, where we're talking about plastic bags from supermarkets being banned because, my gosh, they just sort of gum up the environment a little bit. Plastic straws and plastic bags are kind of hot topic items in a lot of our local communities these days, or they will be if they aren't already.
There apparently has been a scam among a number of bodegas involving food stamps.
Yes, that's also in the news today, Dave. I think five Schenectady bodega workers who have been, including employees of four bodegas, have been arrested in connection with what authorities say is a sweeping food stamp benefits fraud scheme. I guess the benefit recipients, they allegedly use their electronic benefit transfer cards to purchase items like energy drinks, cigarettes, groceries, and then they resold them to bodega workers at a reduced rate for cash, mostly 50 cents on the dollar. It's a scam that I think has been used before, and it was used in Schenectady, and five people got caught for it.
Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and much more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.